You're listening to AM 570 and FM 102.3, The Mission, WMCA, and we are once again partnering with the Bowery Mission to help feed hungry people on Thanksgiving Day. In fact, there's a goal for Thanksgiving Day to stock a pantry so that they can serve up to 7,000 meals. 7,000 meals on Thanksgiving Day. And between Thanksgiving Day and New Year's Day, more than 80,000 meals will be served in this all-important, crucial time of year where the Bowery Mission serves as big a need as it ever does year-long. And back with me is James Macklin, who I don't think I ever actually have ever known his official title at the Bowery Mission. I know they give him one, but he's just Mr. Bowery Mission, as far as I can tell. He's the face. He's the hug. He's the warm word of encouragement. He'll greet you at the door. He'll serve you a plate of food. He'll make sure that everything that you experience when you're there. And then he'll go tell his stories about what the Bowery Mission is doing all over the world. And it's great to have him back with us. James, always look forward to my chance to visit with you. Thank you so much for being here. Let me ask
you. Thank you.
You got it. Let me ask you, you've been at Bowery a little while now. Reflect on your time there, not only as you received services, first of all, in the residential program, but even today where you're in charge of the outreach and you're working on so many different levels and fronts. In that reflection, what have you seen change in the way the Bowery Mission serves New Yorkers over the years?
Well, nothing has really changed, Kelvin. It's that the COVID has made us do things a little differently, but it's just a scary type situation, you know. No one is coming on the inside to sit down for a hot meal like normally. But we're still getting it done, and people are supporting us as we do this. We're giving out bag lunches and breakfasts and coffee and showers and all that type of stuff.
It's my understanding that for Thanksgiving this year, you're going to have the opportunity to return indoors for the first time. And I just imagine how that's going to feel, being able to serve those meals and sit with people at tables again and give them that plate of food. What do you envision the day being like?
You gave me a shot in the arm. People need us. I tell you, we need them.
Well, and for people that have never experienced it, James, describe it. Take us inside the dining room on the day of the Thanksgiving feast.
Well, I'll just tell you, the tables are set up like, you know, you have the fabulous restaurant in the city of New York. You're being served turkey and pies and stuffing and mashed potatoes, gravy, and candy yams. And it's done on a continued basis. We have gotten better and better with it. Until we got knocked out last year, we had to do something different, but we still did Thanksgiving. We just did it from the outside. But the inside is a joyful thing where people come from all over the country to have a Thanksgiving dinner and serve those that are disenfranchised. It makes your heart feel glad, Kelvin. You have made my heart feel glad telling me that we're going to do it this year.
What have you learned about how to help people, especially through the Bowery, in those big cataclysmic events?
Well, I was just in a meeting with my supervisor, and I tell you, Kelvin, you know, I'm getting to be a person of longevity now. I've been 81 years old, and every day is a glory.
That's just your way of bragging about how much experience you have.
Kevin, I want you to know that I'm always open to learn.
Good. That's very good.
I learn to serve better. I just was talking about that a few minutes ago. I want God to fix me so that I'm able to serve better in whatever I do, whether it's a meal, whether it's just talking to a guy, encouraging people, young people along the way. That's just what I want the end of my life to be, a life of encouragement to those that are liking encouragement.
Yeah. Can you share with me a personal story of interaction with someone that stands out from your years at Bowery that when it took place, you went, wow, that's why I'm here?
Yes, I was in Harlem getting off of the 4 train on Lexington Avenue. And I don't know, I love Harlem, so I'm always up there. And so I'm walking down 125th Street, and somebody come running over to me. I didn't know whether to run or just stand still. And I stood still, and that guy ran up to me and hugged me, and he said, "James Macklin." And I said, "Yeah, where do I know you from?" He said to me, "Man, I didn't really understand where you were coming from. But I remember you saying something in that chapel one day, and it changed my whole life. And it made a difference in the way I see myself and others." And he told me about his experience. He hailed a cab and got back in the cab, and I was standing there frozen. "Cast your bread on the water, many days it might return." That makes your heart feel glad. You know, when I walk into the mission, I'm not just James Macklin, you know. Here comes Mr. Macklin. I don't act so outside the faith. But after all these years of being at that mission, I've never been cursed at, spit on, or rejected. I thank God for that.
Friends, if you want to catch some of the vision for yourself as to what the Bowery is doing, I would really strongly encourage you to call them and give a gift right now. 646-362-3127, 646-362-3127. James, I've said it over and over again, and you've heard me say it over the years, that plate of food is the first introduction to Jesus for many people. Describe
That's right.
Describe the plate of food. Describe the process of the tablecloth and the silver and really the picture that Bowery intends to give to that client when they come in.
The picture is love, showing you dignity and respect, and most of all, teaching you that you are one of God's creation. And we are here to display His love to you in all that we do.
And that's why it's a big, beautiful plate of china, and it's got turkey and gravy and mashed potatoes and cranberry sauce, and there's homemade pumpkin pie, and there's rolls, and there's real silverware, and there's, you know, actual. It's none of this disposable throwaway stuff. You're important to the Bowery Mission, and you're important even in the way they serve you that day. That's why it's a feast. That's why it's an opportunity for people like James, once you have your plate of food and you're at the table, for him to come over and say, "Hey, tell me about you. What happened to you? What brings you this way today?" And there will be many that are there for the food that will end up having their lives impacted and changed because the Bowery loved on them and said, "We want you to consider some of these things for yourself. There's a God. He loves you. And the proof that He loves you is the fact that we're here for you today. We're here for you because God loved you in the process of where you are."
Very well said, Kevin.
The phone number is 646-362-3127, 646-362-3127, 646-362-3127. Your gift of $1.59 supplies that plate of food. Your gift of $160 supplies 100 of the 7,000 meals that they need. And if you wanted to do something really ambitious, $1,600 would supply 1,000 of the 7,000 meals. You could do that as well. But, friends, we need you to do this. We do this every year, and the pantry fills along as we go, and hopefully we have it packed to the brim so that they can begin those ovens the week before Thanksgiving, cook 24 hours a day, round the clock to make sure they have all the food prepared, and then be able to love people Thanksgiving Day and beyond. Like I said, 80,000 meals up until New Year's Day, just between Thanksgiving and New Year's Day, 80,000 meals anticipated throughout the universe that is the Bowery Mission. James Macklin, Director of Outreach, thank you for being with us today. Appreciate you and your heart and what you've done for all these years. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for being you, Kevin. And
you got it.
Always a pleasure being with you.
Amen. All right. Again, that phone number, 646-362-3127 or online at WMCA.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you got lower back pain, neck pain, upper back pain, even sciatica, maybe completely debilitated from walking due to the amounts of pain in your back, then you need to talk to my great friend, Dr. Melinda Keller. As the director of the Brooklyn Spine Center, she specializes in that non-surgical spinal decompression. And what I love about Dr. Keller is that she's committed to eradicating the pain, not with scary injections or surgery, but she wants to make sure your spine is healthy. She gives you a complete diagnosis. And if you have a bulging disc, spinal stenosis, sciatica, or herniated disc, she is going to point you in an all-natural direction first that will not cut on your body or put shots into your system. Find out for yourself, because she's going to help you alleviate that pain and doing things like walk freely again and playing with your kids or grandkids. So call Dr. Keller now, 718-234-6200. That's 718-234-6200. And let Dr. Keller and the Brooklyn Spine Center help you today. That's 718-234-6200 or brooklynspinecenter.com.
Barbecue grill ready? Check. Favorite jersey washed? Check. Lucky socks not washed? Check. Tickets good to go? Check. It's not even game day yet. But when it is, we'll be ready on the Army Sports Network.
This is Rich DeMarco. Tune in this Saturday at 4:30 as the Black Knights travel to Muncie, Indiana to take on Ball State on New York's home for Army football. AM 570, 102.3 FM, The Mission.
Hi, I'm Jackie Dorman. Have you ever caught yourself believing you'll never find a deeply fulfilling relationship with a marriage-minded Christian man? Well, you're not alone, and I can relate. For years, I believed I would never find the love of my life. If you're feeling stuck in negativity, I invite you to join me in my free Married in 12 Months 5-Day Challenge at lovestories.com. That's lovestories.com.
Listen to The Mission WMCA anywhere you go with the AM 570 The Mission mobile app. Download on Google Play, iTunes, or listen to TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Now it's time for Sabal Meats Recipe of the Week. Each Friday, Sabal bringing you delicious, top-quality recipes that you can make right at home. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this exquisite recipe from Sabal Meats. You can find these or any of the products at a supermarket near you, including BJ's, Costco, Jetro, Stop and Shop, and Sam's Club. This week's recipe is chickpea salami salad. Chickpeas, also known as garbanzos in Spain and Latin American countries, are a member of the pea family. Chickpea mixed with our Jamonita Campesino, which is a Hispanic-style luncheon loaf made with beef and pork, makes a delicious combination to enjoy. If you are on the run or want to create a fast and easy meal, enjoy this refreshing and delicious salad with Jamonita Campesino salami. Sabal's chickpea salami salad includes 2 cups of cherry tomatoes and chickpeas, 1/2 cups of roasted peppers and red onions, but most importantly, 2 delicious cups of Sabal's large diced Jamonita Campesino salami. First, cut up all your vegetables and salami into strips and put them all in a bowl. Then season your mix with 3 tablespoons of olive oil and 1/4 cup of parsley. Once all your ingredients are in the bowl together, now it's time to mix everything. When ready, serve it chilled or at room temperature for that rich quality taste. The perfect combination of flavors between soft and creamy with the quality seal of Sabal meat products, more than 1/2 century of tradition and quality. Mouth-watering recipes like the chickpea salami salad are what has established the brand and prestige of Sabal Meats. To see the full recipe for the chickpea salami salad, visit WMCA's Facebook page at AM 570, The Mission. Don't miss out on this delicious recipe that you can bring right to your front door. One more time, see the full recipe for the chickpea salami salad on WMCA's Facebook page at AM 570, The Mission. This has been this week's Sabal Meats Recipe of the Week. And remember, if you don't see their logo from the start, don't put it in your shopping cart. Sabal Meat Products, over 50 years of tradition and quality. Make it your tradition today.
This is Hugh Hewitt for townhall.com. The Republicans want no part of a debt ceiling hike, and good for them. Democrats wanted the White House. They got it. Democrats wanted to keep the House in 2020. Speaker Pelosi got her wish. Barely. Democrats wanted the Senate majority. Now Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has it. Democrats have all they need to bring up their giant spending bill to the floor, including massive tax hikes and a debt ceiling increase attached. The nation is out of borrowing authority, so Congress must either pass a hike in the debt authority, pass a standalone bill as part of a stopgap measure, or as part of the massive spending and tax bill. The last option won't require any GOP votes, but it would require Democrats to get an agreement among themselves on which taxes to raise, how much to spend, when to spend it, and on who. The Republicans should have no part of this inflationary giant boondoggle. Republicans need to have message discipline. Just say no.
Publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. And as we have been talking with people whose lives have been impacted by the Bowery Mission for the last number of days, we have not heard from the voice that I often really enjoy speaking with when it comes to the work of the Bowery, and that is the man who is in charge of the work at the Bowery. James Winans is the top guy at Bowery Mission, and he oversees the work of all the different things that they are doing, and he rejoins us as he has the last few years. And James, it's always a pleasure to get to catch up with you at this time, because what we're doing in these last few days and what we hope to complete here in the very near future is stocking your pantry so that you can have that bountiful Thanksgiving Day feast for those that have nowhere else to go. So welcome back. It's good to have you.
Thank you, Kevin. It's always good to be with you.
The phone number, by the way, is 646-362-3127. James, if people are listening and they're saying, you know, I've heard the stories of how the Bowery has been helping people, but I want to know more about the organization itself. What are the roots of the Bowery Mission? What do they stand for? How do they operate differently than the city shelters, for example? And what makes them unique, particularly to my audience that believes that a relationship with Jesus is important? What would you say to the person that had those questions?
Well, the Bowery Mission was born out of love and desire to follow Jesus in the 1870s. The Bowery Mission is actually the coming together of a number of different organizations, all founded in that time period, 1870s, 1880s, 1890s. And each of our founders had experienced the transforming power of Jesus Christ in their own life. And it was through experiencing that in their own personal testimony that they then wanted to turn around and help people out of situations that they had been in. We were founded by somebody who had spent time participating in prostitution, somebody who had spent time robbing boats on the East River. These are our forefathers and our foremothers, and they had seen their lives turn around to such an extent that they said, out of gratitude and love for Jesus, I need to turn around and help somebody else who's involved in this life of trouble, this life of trauma. And Kevin, when I came to the Bowery Mission for the first time as a volunteer in 1999, that is what so deeply impressed me about the Bowery Mission, was the number of people on staff or volunteering who they themselves had experienced homelessness. They themselves had been incarcerated. And because they had experienced something powerful at the Bowery Mission, they wanted to turn around and give back. And so that's been part of our history all the way through.
Yeah. We're speaking with James Winans, who's the president and CEO of the Bowery Mission, and the missions that he was just referring to that are now all part of the Bowery family extend to the New York City Greater Rescue Mission and the Goodwill Rescue Mission in Newark, New Jersey. So it's not just in the Bowery section of Manhattan that is being impacted. It is literally a tri-statewide reach that the Bowery now has. And James, when I think about the number of good things that Bowery does, and it makes me excited to do this campaign every year, because we spend a lot of time at AM 570 and FM 102.3 talking a lot about the needs of people far across the globe, and those are worthy endeavors. I don't feel bad that we help orphans in cities and places that are far from here. But this is the time of year when we are able to come and say, we're going to wrap our arms around New York and specifically the needs here in New York. For those that aren't fully aware, how has pandemic impacted the needs that the Bowery Mission is continually asked to fill every day, day in and day out?
Well, Kevin, we were just speaking about our history, and I think another distinctive of the Bowery Mission is how the Bowery Mission keeps going in the face of all sorts of crises, right? And we've been around long enough that we can actually say this is not our first pandemic, that the Bowery Mission stood with New Yorkers during the 1908 pandemic, during the Great Depression, during Hurricane Sandy, during 9/11. We had a significant role to play in that story in New York as well. And so each time New York faces trouble, the Bowery Mission is there. And we remained open every single day of 2020 and 2021, thanks to the generosity of folks who might be listening, and said to New Yorkers in need, we are here, we are open, we are standing with you, because that was such an extraordinarily confusing time for New Yorkers without a home. If you think back to March of 2020, what were we all being told? How are we going to overcome this pandemic? We were going to stay at home. That was our mantra, stay at home. That led us into the lockdown because we were told if we stayed at home, we wouldn't be spreading the virus. And it was almost for a few days there, a few weeks maybe, like we had forgotten that there were thousands of New Yorkers who do not have a home. And so if you don't have a home and you're being told that you must stay at home, where do you go?
Yeah.
And the Bowery Mission remained open. The Bowery Mission was a place where people could go, where people could be at home. Some estimates are that you know, at that point, 40% of the food banks in New York City shut down overnight. All of the public libraries shut down. All of the recreation centers shut down. And so where do you go? And people came to the Bowery Mission. We saw our line, which was now an outdoor meal line, go from 250 people to 500 people every time we would open our doors.
Wow.
Just an extraordinary time, which I think showed the determination of the Bowery Mission, the generosity of New Yorkers who gave to make that possible, and then the faithfulness of our God who sustained it all.
Friends, the phone number is 646-362-3127. And right now there are people awaiting your phone call, 646-362-3127. And if for some reason you don't get a live person, leave a message and tell them you would like to give a gift and leave your phone number. If that is too inconvenient, you can also go to WMCA.com and click on the Bowery Mission banner at the top of the page. It'll only take a couple of minutes, but friends, right now, we started out with a need to supply 7,000 to 10,000 meals for the pantry. We are 2,800 meals away from concluding our goal there. We need your help. That's only, by the way, 28 people doing a one-time gift of $160 in order to feed 100 people on Thanksgiving Day. That's very economical when you think about it. Feeding 100 people for $160. 646-362-3127. Call now. 646-362-3127. Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. There are people that live in all kinds of circumstances, and sometimes the houses we have or the homes that we have inherited or can't seem to service anymore, they become bigger headaches than they're worth. That's why my good friends Sean and George at Swift Homebuyers are ready to help you now. They'll pay cash for your house. It doesn't matter what kind it is. Could be vacant, could be left over from a divorce, a junk house that needs thousands in repairs. They'll buy a house in any condition at any price. Cash for probate, inherited houses, houses where you have renters that won't pay their rent. Sean and George and Swift Homebuyers are Christians, and they are a family-owned real estate business. Call them today and find out what you can get from them for your house that's given you this headache. 732-800-4020. They'll buy houses in any condition, and they'll pay cash. Kevin McCullough. I trust Swift Home Buyers to get the cash out of your home that you need. I think you should give them a call. 732-800-4020. That's 732-800-4020.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Numbers most important for prostate cancer treatment. 1, excellent results. 2, avoiding robotic surgery. 3, maintaining sexual function. 4, keeping urinary control. 5, avoiding robotic surgery's penis shortening. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Our goals of prostate cancer treatment for you. I'm Dr. Lederman. Men with prostate cancer wish great results, avoiding robotic surgery, maintaining sexual and urinary life, and penis integrity. Meet Dr. Lederman to learn more. For free booklet DVD, call 212 Choices. All outpatient, 1384 Broadway at 38th. Most insurance, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Call Dr. Lederman, 212 Choices. Decades of experience treating thousands with prostate cancer. 12345, results, avoiding robotic surgery, quality of life, penis integrity. 12345, you'll be number one with Dr. Lederman. Call 212 Choices, 212 Choices.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The mystery of Two Creations author Emmanuel J. Charles' first time reveals the secret of creation account from the book of Genesis, which was unknown to mankind for ages. Pastors and evangelists can start teaching creation account in churches boldly without any doubt or hesitation. Many young students who are walking away from the faith due to lack of evidence to refute the theory of evolution will find answers in this book. Adam and Eve were not evolved from animals, but created by God Almighty. God of the creation is the God of science. Visit Amazon.com and BarnesandNobles.com to purchase your copy today.
Get your copy of The Mystery of Two Creations by Emmanuel Charles at Barnes & Noble or Amazon today.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors & Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, very glad to have you with us. And the phone number, 646-362-3127, 646-362-3127. Or, and this may be the more efficient way to do it, give online at WMCA.com, click on the Bowery banner at the top of the page to make a gift to the Bowery Mission for this once-a-year event that we do. They are prepared to roll out a massive feast for people that will otherwise go hungry, literally starve on Thanksgiving, by supplying this Thanksgiving Day meal for them. They are witnessing the love of Jesus in people's lives, and the staff and the volunteers and the people that come. They're going to work day and night. The ovens will turn on a couple of weeks ahead of time. They'll make upwards of 80,000 meals between Thanksgiving Day and New Year's Day. And just imagine having to try to stay on top of an order that big, and yet that's what they have done for years. And it's always been our pleasure here at AM 570 and now FM 102.3, the Mission, WMCA, to be able to say, hey, let's band together and help stock their pantry. James Winans is with us. He's president and CEO of the Bowery Mission. And James, talk just for a minute about the magic that is the Thanksgiving Day week for the Bowery Mission. It is a week unlike anything else that you guys do. You do have more meals that are served, but you really throw a huge party for people, a feast, a banquet, if you will, for people that have nowhere else to go. Describe the atmosphere and what takes place there.
You know, as you said, we're serving these meals every single day of every single year, and so the question comes up: what makes this a special day? But it really is an amplification of everything that the Bowery Mission does, and I think it's all that more meaningful on a holiday like Thanksgiving, which is all about gathering with family and friends and loved ones. About being grateful for the year that was. So many of the people that are served at the Bowery Mission don't have a family to gather with this year. They're disconnected from family for whatever reason. The Bowery Mission can be that family, that place of love and welcome and care, and you belong here. All of that to communicate that love, that care, which is ultimately God's love and God's care that we're sharing with others.
Talk to me about an instance in which someone that came through really stood out to you, and that life ended up being radically transformed by it.
Kevin, we just last week celebrated the graduation of over 40 men who have gone through the Bowery Mission's residential programs this year. And so often that meal at Thanksgiving or that meal on any day of the week leads to some new decisions, a new plan, and that often leads into our residential programs where men and women are participating in a life-transforming program that helps them to meet God, to be in healthy community, to overcome any addiction that might be controlling their life, but also to help build some skills towards full employment, independent living, that sort of thing. And so once a year with our men and once a year with our women, we get together and we celebrate what God has done. You know, a first encounter with the Bowery Mission, where they first came through the Bowery Mission's famous red doors. And one of our graduates said, the Bowery Mission was the place where they knew my name and they remembered me every single day.
Wow.
I didn't have another place like that in the world. And I thought, that's exactly who the Bowery Mission wants to be. And it's the generosity of New Yorkers who make that possible. And again, the faithfulness of God to sustain us to do that kind of radically hospitable work day in and day out.
That is so moving. And friends, I'm so grateful that we get to face-to-face chat with James Winans once a year to say, hey, what's going on at the Bowery? Friends, as of this conversation, we are at 2,800 meals away from completing the pantry. Now, that's about two-thirds that are already completed. We need help completing the final third. If you can picture a walk-in pantry in front of you, imagine two-thirds of it being full. That means that final third, meals are not yet supplied. And if you can give a gift of $160, you could supply 100 of the remaining 2,800 meals that are left. And if we just had 28 of you that could do a $160 one-time gift, we'd easily accomplish that. But maybe God's touching your heart with what you're hearing James say. Maybe it just dawned on you that remembering someone's name is important, and that story even touched you. Maybe you could give a larger gift. A $1,600 gift would supply 1,000 of those 2,800 meals. And, of course, we'd need only three of you to cross that threshold if you were so inclined to do that. But ask the Lord what you should do. 646-362-3127. Coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. My friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their life. You know that. But he didn't stop at just creating the best pillow. Now Mike has gone and done it again by introducing his My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop this technology. The My Slippers are designed to wear indoor or out all day long, made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, and they're made with quality leather suede. I know I'm wearing mine right now. For a limited time, Mike is offering 50% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable, you'll want to get some for the whole family. So call 800-651-0798 and use promo code WMCA. Or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use promo code WMCA. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and the MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 800-651-0798 and use promo code WMCA.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Download the AM570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com, TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you'll be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with three former high-ranking correction officials who say they were fired when they uncovered numbers on jailhouse violence that were being suppressed. It's Reaching Out this Saturday afternoon at 2 on AM 570 and 102.3 FM The Mission, WMCA.
COVID vaccines are not perfect, and effectiveness tends to weaken with time. Vaccinated people are still vulnerable. The flu is also projected to be widely prevalent this fall and winter. To be safe, monitor your family regularly for fever and speak with your healthcare provider at the first indication of fever. Protect yourself and your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have James Winans back with us, president and CEO of the Bowery Mission. And, James, it's exciting. We normally talk to you at the beginning of the campaign when we're just starting off and saying, folks, you know, join the effort. Now we're pulling you in towards the final lap here. And I'm going to ask you to give us a challenge in just a second on why we need to finish this strong. But before we do, I want to make sure that my audience understands that the Bowery Mission operates very differently than the other homeless shelters or clinics or properties that they may be familiar with in the city, from the standpoint that you don't take government funding. And I'm curious if you could expound upon why that's an important priority for you and what the Lord has done because of that.
That is an important distinction, Kevin. New York City has an extraordinary shelter system that is publicly funded. And we are not really part of that shelter system. We are 100% privately funded by the generosity of donors, who many of whom may be listening today. And we really believe that that allows us to remain true to our faith basis, that we can operate without the strings that may come with public funding, and be responsive to the ways that God is leading us. But it also makes us highly accountable to the donors who give to us, because they don't make these decisions lightly. They really consider where their charitable dollar is best invested, where it can make the most kingdom impact. And at any point, they should be able to come back to us and say, what is the impact of this donation? What have you done with it? And we should be ready with a clear answer. And so, so I think the accountability is important. Unfortunately, there are folks who are in this this space providing shelter, but taking a cut, and that's not what the Bowery Mission is doing.
Well, and I think that having the freedom to tell people about Jesus and to give them that life, eternal hope, is so important. And I know that there would be connections, there would be requirements, there would be conditions if you were taking government money that might, in fact, disallow you from being able to do that.
We really believe that life transformation really only happens. True life transformation only happens in the context of that life-changing relationship with Jesus. And so it is part of the holistic work that we are doing that provides for someone's physical and emotional needs, yes. And we do so much of that work, but also our spiritual needs must be met as well.
I think I've figured out that over the last however many years that we've been partnering together, the WMCA listener has helped to provide more than 100,000 meals for Bowery.
Wow.
for the Thanksgiving Day celebrations. And we want to add to that. We want to add another 7,000 to that this year, friend. And this is how you do it. You call 646-362-3127. Grab your phone and put that number in there, 646-362-3127. Or you can take that same device and just go to WMCA.com and click on the banner at the top of the page with Bowery's logo and picture there, and give a gift that way. And we're so excited because we are so close to completing the stocking of the pantry. But we need your help in order to make sure that that is completed, because we're about 2,800 meals of the original 7,000 meals short. And so we need at least 28 more people to say, okay, I can do a one-time gift of $160, and that'll supply 100 of those meals. And James, you can speak to this, but every time we help someone find God's purpose for their life, we're not just improving one person. It's one person that belongs to a family, a community, sometimes a church, sometimes a larger city, and certainly a world.
I'm not sure I could say it any better than you just said it, Kevin, that is so true. And we know that in our heart of hearts, that when one person is transformed, that has such a ripple effect. And so, let's remember this Thanksgiving, these are our neighbors. This is not, as you said earlier, Kevin, this is not sending funds overseas, hoping that it gets to its intended destination. But these are folks who we are seeing on the streets, on the subway, perhaps even in our neighborhoods, that are struggling. And the Bowery Mission can be that place of hope and change and life transformation for that person, and our homes and our neighborhoods and our subways and our we'll all be better for it.
Okay, and because of the pandemic last year, there were a lot of conditions that they weren't able to normally do at their Thanksgiving Day feast. But this year, they are intending to have a full-blown Thanksgiving Day celebration. So I'm hopeful, friend, that we will have supplied all of the meals necessary. The phone number is 646-362-3127, 646-362-3127. As we were talking with one of your staffers a couple of weeks ago, James, those ovens start up about a week before and start basting those turkeys and making all that stuffing and the mashed potatoes. And I imagine it's a hard place to work for the week leading up to Thanksgiving because of how good it smells all the time.
It smells so good, and everything is done with such love. I mean, we made the decision a long time ago that we were not going to be passing out powdered potatoes and powdered eggs and, you know, this sort of thing, that we're going to make this meal from scratch, because we are just trying to demonstrate dignity and God's love to as many people as we might see. And we're expecting that we'll see more people this year. If you think back to Thanksgiving 2020, you know, many people don't know this, but the city had moved many, many people experiencing homelessness into hotel rooms all over the city. And in those hotel rooms, meals were being delivered 3 times a day. Folks did not come to our Thanksgiving feast in the numbers we had seen in prior years. Now, you know, those same folks are back into shelters or out on the street in some cases. We would love for them to be at the Bowery Mission, experience God's love on Thanksgiving, and then not return to the streets, not return to the shelters, but come into our residential programs where they can experience something that is a holistic transformation of their life.
Yeah, no, that's so well said. James Winans, President and CEO of the Bowery Mission, thank you for the challenge and thank you for the insight. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right. That phone number, 646-362-3127, or online at WMCA.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. It may have been quite a while since you've had a good autumn signature family barbecue or tailgate party for the college football season. Bring back that great fall activity with the one and only Sabal Meat Products. Try the unmistakable Latin flavor of Campesino Salami Especial or Jamonita Campesino from Sabal Meat Products today. The Campesino Salami Especial is a flavorful blend of fine meat and spices. It tastes great, it's high in protein, and it's gluten-free. The Jamonita Campesino is a blend of salami and ham, and also delicious and high in protein. And they're both perfect for tailgating, backyard grilling, sandwiches, salads. You can find these and any of their products at a supermarket near you, including BJ's, Costco, Jetro, Stop and Shop, and Sam's Club. Pick up Sabal Meat Products today. Don't forget to head to am570themission.com for a chance to win a whole basket of delicious grilling goodies. And remember, if you don't see their logo from the start, don't put it in your shopping cart. Sabal Meat Products, over 45 years of tradition and quality. Make it your tradition today. Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. There are people that live in all kinds of circumstances, and sometimes the houses we have or the homes that we have inherited or can't seem to service anymore, they become bigger headaches than they're worth. That's why my good friends Sean and George at Swift Homebuyers are ready to help you now. They'll pay cash for your house. It doesn't matter what kind it is. Could be vacant, could be left over from a divorce, a junk house that needs thousands in repairs. They'll buy a house in any condition at any price. Cash for probate, inherited houses, houses where you have renters that won't pay their rent. Sean and George and Swift Homebuyers are Christians, and they are a family-owned real estate business. Call them today and find out what you can get from them for your house that's given you this headache. 732-800-4020. They'll buy houses in any condition, and they'll pay cash. Kevin McCullough, I trust Swift Homebuyers to get the cash out of your home that you need. I think you should give them a call. 732-800-4020. That's 732-800-4020.
The Mystery of Two Creations author Emmanuel J. Charles' first time reveals the secret of creation account from the book of Genesis, which was unknown to mankind for ages. Pastors and evangelists can start teaching creation account in churches boldly without any doubt or hesitation. Many young students who are walking away from the faith due to lack of evidence to refute the theory of evolution will find answers in this book. Adam and Eve were not evolved from animals, but created by God Almighty. God of the creation is the God of science. Visit Amazon.com and BarnesandNobles.com to purchase your copy today.
Get your copy of The Mystery of Two Creations by Emmanuel Charles at Barnes & Noble or Amazon today.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, friends, final few minutes. Cannot stress enough how important it is that we get this pantry filled today. today, tomorrow, however long it takes us. We need to get all 7,000 of those meals stocked in that pantry. That's going to be a ton of turkeys. I officially measured. It's about a ton and a half, something like that. I'm kidding. But it's going to be even more potatoes. It's going to require a whole mesa, and that's a technical southern term. See, I grew up in the South. A mesa of green beans. It's going to require two or three of those. And we're going to need, you know, plenty of pumpkin pie, plenty of cranberry sauce, plenty of gravy. To be able to provide all of that for one person on Thanksgiving Day for $1.59 is really remarkable. Because I would beg of you, if you're having people over for Thanksgiving and you go and you do the, you know, the Stop and Shop or the Whole Foods or the wherever you go and you get it. I mean, you're going to spend for a family of 5 to 8 people, something like that. You're going to spend $130 to $180 somewhere in there to get, you know, the basic Thanksgiving Day meal put together. And even that's a good value for that many people. I mean, and it's, you know, depending on where you get it, it's probably really tasty and saves you a lot of time. But for that same amount of money, $160, you could provide 100 meals. You could provide Thanksgiving dinner for 100 people. And, you know, I kind of think of it like if you just tack that onto your budget and say, okay, we're going to serve our family for this amount, and then we're going to put this amount towards Bowery. You can think of that as additional people that you're entertaining and feeding for the actual holiday. And then you can spend part of Thanksgiving Day praying for them. Because as you've been hearing, the work just begins when they get there on Thanksgiving. That they're just starting through the process of you know, becoming familiar with the person, getting them enrolled in the program, et cetera, et cetera. So my beg of you would be, please consider doing 100 meals. There are 7,000 meals needed. That's 70 of you doing 100 meals, maybe, you know, 35 of you doing 200 meals, which that's not even that bad. That's $320. There's still be people that will spend that much, you know, all Thanksgiving weekend. But here's the real need. Bowery is going to try to feed 80,000 meals between Thanksgiving Day and New Year's Day. Now, can you imagine making that much food to feed that many people? But that's what the demand is going to be because of the weather, because of the time of year, the season, and all the problems that we have as a city. This is why our one time a year when we do something for New York expressly, we get really excited about it, and I hope that you will jump on board. Here's the phone number, 646-362-3127. If you call during business hours, they'll answer it live, 646-362-3127. If you have to leave a message, say, please call me back, I want to give a gift to the Bowery, they will call you back, 646-362-3127 if you call after hours. But you can also give online. Just go to WMCA.com and click the Bowery button. WMCA.com and click the Bowery button or call 646-362-3127. All right, more stories tomorrow. We're going to get this done, folks. Come on, let's do it together. Kevin McCullough, talk to you then.